They say all good things must come to an end, and the breaking news is that 11-time All-Star, 2-time MVP, or sorry, 1-time MVP, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, and former Roberto Clemente Award winner, and first ballot Baseball Hall of Famer, Clayton Kershaw, is going to announce his retirement today. The Dodgers just put out a statement releasing it, and I wasn't prepared to get emotional today, Brandon. I wasn't prepared to get to go through the fucking ringer of all of the, you know, what we've been through with this guy for the past almost two decades now. Brandon, Clayton Kershaw's retiring. What are your immediate thoughts?
Jesse Rowe, emergency episode of Deferred Collusion. Kershaw retiring. First of all, just thank you, 22. Man, what an incredible 18 years. I can remember very vividly Kershaw coming up. He's like a year older than me. I remember being like a senior in high school, like, dude, have you heard about this guy they just drafted? It's so sick, da-da-da-da. He breaks out onto the scene, and, you know, it's... We've never looked back. Whenever there was trouble and we needed to get right, we always looked for our boy, 22, to take the pill on that fifth day and just, you know, who knows? You expect anything. You can always expect magic, right? Like, there was a legitimate chance that on any given day you could see history being made. And, I mean, for a while there, I think I heard Alana Rizzo say this a little earlier, but you could expect a no-hitter anytime he took the mound. You know, it was that kind of potential. It's crazy, Jess. I know you can remember with me, but the taking for granted, these just perpetual, like 2.5 ERAs, sub 2 some seasons, and just, you know, oh, he gave up one run and got the loss. Like, oh, what a wash, you know? It's just, we've taken some incredible, incredible moments for granted. But I think it's like a whole, but, you know, Jess, I don't think I have. I think I've always appreciated him. You know, the good times, the bad times, the wins, the losses. He faced it all, you know, faced the cameras, took the questions, and... always was gracious in victory and, you know, humble in defeat. It's just, I think, a great class act story for anybody that's a competitor, you know, young, old, just a human being. I think Clayton Kershaw has earned this farewell tour of sorts over the next 2 weeks. But, yeah, man, he's got another baby coming, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure the missus is ready for him to come do some midnight feedings and change some diapers and be home for it all.
Yeah, you know, before we get into, like, why we think he's doing it now, I mean, to your point, like, there was a time with Kershaw where, you know, it was surprising when he'd give up two runs. More than two runs in a start, you know, it would surprise you because he was consistently going. Like, for there was a stretch where it just felt like he was seven innings, one run every single night. It just felt like he was doing that, and, you know, always a sub one, nearly a sub one WHIP for his career. His career WHIP as of right now, over 18 seasons, is a 1.01.
Crazy.
You know, and it's like, that's only because of recent years. When last year he had a 1.5 and this year he has a 1.2, you know, up until 2023 his career WHIP was under one,
which is nuts.
Yeah,
right? And a near two decade career, like, yeah. Think about how much baseball has changed over the last 18 years. I mean, just how we consume baseball content is completely different from the old, like, you know, Channel 9 days of cable television here in the greater LA area, and, you know, tuning into VIN on the radio to, you know, modern streaming, the Spectrum Sportsnet LA deal, what that would lead to with the Guggenheim Group. It's just, it's crazy that all of that has been around, and here's Clayton in the middle of it all just kind of having a quiet exit, if you will. It's
yeah. I mean, he's going out as a true legend of the sport. Like, you know, there's an argument for him being like the top three pitchers of all time. And, yeah. You know, there are some people who would say he's the best left-handed pitcher in the history of baseball. There are a lot of fans who will say that his playoff experience, his playoff performance, puts him down a notch. But, you know, he is a two-time champion, and he played a significant role in his first championship in 2020, whatever you may think about that particular season. It was one of the – any player would tell you it was the toughest season to win. Because it was such a crapshoot, it was the conditions were so bad, and you know Kershaw was a key contributor in that World Series. He won two games, so you know the guy is going
he's
out as a living
every team,
legend.
You know that we've seen over this absolutely yeah. that he's been a contributor, whether it was on the field, you know, or off the field during you know times of injury. He's been a major contributor in just the way he. Does his work, the way he's a professional, the way he's made himself available, you know, the entirety of the time we've pretty much seen him injured over the years. He's been in the dugout, you know, in the pen with the boys, like just going through his routine as best he can. And I think that's, you know, one of those lasting legacies, you know, getting to the stadium before everybody spikes on. I mean, when you hear other pros talk about the way Kershaw went about his work, being in that different category. Like, dude, this is just a different breed, and that's why he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I was listening to the radio on the way home, and David Vasse was talking about, of all the players that he's ever gotten to interview, you know, he spent time with the Lakers for years, got to know Kobe real well. He was saying that of anybody that he's ever met, you know, he spent the last 14 years with the Dodgers. He's like, Kershaw is the only guy that has gone about his work in such a methodical and, like, calculated way. Like, really attacked his work, you know, like that killer Mamba mentality, like Kobe. So,
yeah,
it's, and you know, much in the same vein that two guys that spent their whole careers in L.A. And it's just, man, it's something that is... as storybook a career, you know, highs, lows, whatever, that you could dream up.
Yeah, and I think in some ways that's like his legacy, is his dedication to hard work and consistency. You know, because he, you know, like his legacy is being one of the top three pitchers in the history of the sport, but it's also the example that he set day to day. Of like Walker Buehler talked a lot about this, about how much he learned about just being a professional and how to work from Clayton, and which is something that Clayton had going into the league as a 17-year-old. You know, when he got drafted, he was not like, you know, he didn't really have somebody like Randy Wolf. Was Randy Wolf really like mentoring Clayton Kershaw on that? No, yeah. So Kershaw,
Chad Billingsley, dude.
Kershaw was like a professional. From the moment, because he knew how great he was, but B, he was he was dedicated to being the best in a way that, like, you know, only people like Michael Jordans of the world, the Kobe Bryants of the world, you know, these like special specimen athletes that just have a different gear that they put themselves through every single day to just get that extra 1-2% betterment of yourself as a player and a performer. And you know he devoted himself to that, and I think that's like his ultimate legacy as a player.
100%. And real quick shout out Rick Honeycutt, the icon, the legend, you know, really big in helping unlock a young Kershaw's potential, getting that, you know, curveball dialed in, and you know, the slider that would change the game.
Learning, accepting that he was that he needed to add another pitch. He's a stubborn guy, very, very stubborn guy, and it became that fastball curveball. That was his combo. It ended up not being his best pitch, and neither one of those were his best pitch. It was the slider that was his best pitch, and he basically became a slider pitcher in the second half of his career. And you know, it's kind of comes into question why he's doing this now, because if you look at what he's done this season, I mean, the dude's having a really, really, really good season, and I think to the surprise of a lot of Dodger fans. I mean, he's pitching over 20 games. He has a 3.5 ERA. He's, you know, he's not striking hitters out at all, but he is pitching to soft contact. He's got a 1.2 whip. He's 10-2. Like, he's having an awesome season, and I think my take on it is I think the reason why he's doing it now, I think there's a chance he would have retired last year. But, you know, he got injured. He wasn't able to finish the season. He had to get surgery. He wasn't a part of that World Series team. I don't think it mattered to him about going out as a champion. I think it mattered to him about going out on his own terms, going out healthy and pitching well. Because he doesn't want to be that guy that goes out like David Wells or something, who's like a 5.5 ERA in the final year of his career. He wants to go out,
or like a David Price, another guy injury riddled, but kind of limped out of his career, unfortunately.
No, he wants his final season to be a good one. He wants his final season to be a good season, and that's why he's doing it now. And, obviously, you can just see it in every single start. He is, laboring to throw 90 miles an hour. He's giving it everything he's got, and he's finding a way. And, I'm sad that – I'm not surprised, but I'm, a little bit – I was a little caught off guard by the news, because it just was oh, my God, he's pitching so well. You kind of took it for granted. And now all of a sudden, and now we're a month away from it being over. Hopefully, a month and a half away from it being over. Exactly. But
I would love to see him get a good taste of October, shake off some demons, and give us one last tearful goodbye. But if this is the last time we get to see Kershaw start a game at Dodger Stadium on Friday, I'm going to just drink it in. I'm going to really enjoy it. Jess, I don't want to keep you. I know we're both in the middle of our day, but, we're just kind of talking about Kershaw moments, maybe why he's leaving. I know I can just say for myself, I'm a blue-collar guy in my mid to late 30s. I'm sore as hell every day. I couldn't imagine trying to perform at the highest level with these young kids. You got these crazy splitters coming out of Japan now that he is damn adapted to the arsenal and done very well. Had a perfect August, let's not forget. Like you said, taken for granted. I was ready to see him in 2026 all over again. Like, fuck it, let's get to 20 years, you king. But Jesse, what are some of your all-time favorite Kershaw moments?
I mean, his speech at the parade. After winning the World Series, sorry, I have water in my throat. I'm not crying, I swear.
Sure, dude, it's all right to cry.
His speech at the World Series parade last season was probably I remember sharing that with all my friends. I was eating that up. I put it in my Instagram stories. His reaction when they won the World Series in 2020. Him coming out of the bullpen in Arlington, finally kind of got that monkey off his back. The no-hitter, obviously. I think it's weird. In terms of regular season games, other than the no-hitter, I think of him hitting the home run against the Giants, winning the game 1-0.
So
hitting the hitting the home run, having the complete game shutout, winning the game 1-0. Like, just the complete package of a baseball player that day. And, that's my memory. But, honestly, my memory of him is just him being, the guy that set this new era of Dodgers baseball in motion.
Yes.
I think he's kind of he set the example in so many different ways of, we are star power, but we're also, quality people and lead by example type of team. And I think he's just, we have him to thank for everything, for what we've become over the past.
He's the archetype, right?
Yeah.
He is the archetype for your Hall of Fame franchise player, right? I mean, dude, let's not forget over these 18 years, he lost both of his parents, He had to grow up kind of fast, And, him and Ellen have been together since high school. He's about to be a five-time father, four beautiful kids. that's a lot of work. And, you know, if anybody's deserved to ride off in the sunset and just go be dad for a while, it's Kirsch. But, hey, whatever little league teams are in Texas, watch out. You got a competitive-ass coach coming for you. But, Jess, to answer my own question real quick, a couple of my favorite Kershaw moments. I was there for his 300th strikeout a few years back. That was sick. One of my all-time favorites was when they were in D.C. against the Nationals. Game five, yep, Kirsch yep. comes out of the pen. Dude, gets that final out, dude. Oh, man, that was just all-time
sick. I think that was, like, his best playoff moment for sure. Like, he's had some great moments, but in terms of, like, playoff heroics, he had just pitched 2 days ago, and he comes in, he pitched three times in a five-game series, and, you know, and Jesse, closed it out. That was unbelievable. This pure cinema, that moment.
Think how that would echo in history almost a decade later in 2024 when Walker Buehler throws on his spikes because he has a thought, what would 22 do in this situation? And goes to the pen and tells him, I'm ready. Because he's already done the math. He knows there's not enough arms to get the outs. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's,
know how that ends, so.
That's Kershaw's legacy, how he rubbed off. Like that. The fact that like Walker Buehler said, what would Kershaw do? That's what I have to do right now. That's what the team needs me to do.
Yeah, man.
That's Clayton Kershaw's legacy right there.
That is it. I mean, I couldn't say it any better. Jess, the last thing I wanted to ask you before we get out of here, paying respects to the GOAT, the best left-handed pitcher of all time, Clayton Kershaw. LA athletes, right? There's been some all-time greats. But the Mount Rushmore of LA athletes, I think we can both say is at the top is Kobe, right?
Yeah.
I think you and I would both agree Wayne Gretzky is on that Mount Rushmore. I feel like third is somewhere a tie between Magic, Kareem, Fernando Valenzuela. But Jesse, has Kershaw done enough for the city of LA that he has put himself up on that LA Mount Rushmore of all time?
I think Kershaw is above Wayne Gretzky for LA's Mount Rushmore. And I mean, like, not a knock on Gretzky. Gretzky did all of his damage as an Oiler, you know, and yes, he was great for the Kings, I'm talking about a guy who's my fucking hero, by the way, like Wayne Gretzky. I had posters of him.
I know he's your guy. That's why I put him up higher. I was
it's Clayton Kershaw is on absolutely 100% unequivocally on LA Sports Mount Rushmore. And, you know, I think he's solidified himself as probably the greatest player in the history of the Dodgers at this point. Like in terms of dominance, in terms of just being at your best and doing it for a long time, 18 years. And he could still do it, man. I'm convinced this guy could throw 85 miles an hour and still pitch under a 4 ERA. You know, I think that he's just this quality of a pitcher. And I think that he absolutely is, the greatest player in the history of the Dodgers.
I love that.
Yep.
I'm going to just edit that question a little bit and ask it one different way. Where does he land on your Dodgers pitching Mount Rushmore?
Well, he's number one on obviously Sandy Koufax is there too, but like they're 1A and 1B, take your pick.
Yeah.
It's him. It's Koufax, you know, Drysdale maybe.
Well, I guess it doesn't even have to be pitching because you got to put Jackie on there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I already see him as the best, so it's like it doesn't matter what list you give me. I'm happy with it. But, you know, I think that he's leaving at the right time, too, because of this pitching staff is in such good hands now with Yamamoto, Snell, Glasnow. There's so much. Sasaki might be figuring things out. We don't know yet. This ownership group is just going to continue reinvesting, and I don't think Kershaw is going to be out of the organization when this is done. I think that he'll have some sort of advisory role with the team, probably, or he's going to go and become like the fucking a GM of the Rangers. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of that.
Dude, I hope.
Yeah, I hope not.
I hope we just don't hear from him for a few years and he just shows up in the camera well with Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. just taking pictures. Yeah. He's just like, oh, yeah, he got really into the Nippon League, and he's a photographer out there. That's he's killing it.
Like, I see the thing. You know what I don't want to do?
I want to see him. Dude, I want to see Kershaw go on some side
quests. You know what I don't want him to do? I don't want him to do TV. I don't want him to like go do Fox Sports post game with like Jeter and A-Rod and David Ortiz. I don't want him to do the Tom Brady thing.
I don't either.
Like Tom Brady didn't need to fucking go and become a TV. It's like him and A-Rod just like couldn't. They needed attention on themselves still. Like they just couldn't let it fucking let it go. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think Kershaw's above that. I don't think he will do that. I think we're going to see Kershaw for like charity events and like special occasions. I don't think that we're going to see him become like a TV color commentator, like an analyst. And I don't want him to be. I think he's above all that and he should stay away from it.
I completely agree. Yeah. I don't want to see him in any kind of like commentary role. Leave that to the nerds, I guess, brother.
Really quick before we go, I just want to read the Dodgers statement because we actually didn't read it because I think so. Kershaw is supposed to have a press conference before the game today. So by the time you're watching this, the press conference probably will already have happened. The Dodgers announced 3-time NL Cy Young Award winner, 2014 NL MVP, and 11-time All-Star Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers will announce that he will retire at the end of the 2025 season. He will make his final Dodger Stadium regular season start on Friday. That's tomorrow. So tomorrow, Clayton Kershaw's final start at Dodger Stadium. So make sure you tune in.
From first round, 7th overall draft pick to first ballot Hall of Famer. Jesse, do you think he gets he's going to be a unanimous vote?
Yeah, I'm interested to see if there's going to be any detractors like the Ichiro voter.
So stupid. Yeah. That was so lame.
Yeah, no, I don't see it happening. I just don't think. I don't think anybody, any baseball writer in their right mind would look at this. I think they'd have to have their credentials pulled if they didn't vote him in. So
you hear that, Ken Rosenthal?
Yeah.
You freaking jerk.
I felt bad. I felt like I was like piling on. I was going to make a video about that. And then like, I don't know. I just was, am I piling on? Whatever. That's another day. All right, buddy.
That's another day. Kershaw, we love you. Thank you, 22. The GOAT. Greatest of all time.
Clayton Kershaw is retiring. Pitches tomorrow night. Final regular season game at Dodger Stadium. Don't miss it. This is Deferred Collusion. I'm Jesse Rowe, King of He joined as always by Brandon Bollinger, Lord Paramount of the South Bay in Los Angeles, California. Brando, I love you, buddy. Stay safe. And go blue. Go Kershaw.
Jesse, love you, big guy. It's always a pleasure. And Kershaw, it has been our honor to get to be your fan. Best of all time. Love you, bud.
Love you.
Go Dodgers. Go Kershaw.